Hey, everybody, you are listening to Tuesday's Tardy Tirade. My name is Russ, and yesterday I did not record my Monday midday monologue, hence Tuesday's Tardy Tirade. You know, if you can't hear the sound of my tongue clicking on the roof of my mouth, I would spell that TTT. You know, it's the sound your mom makes when she catches you stealing a cookie, or when your juice spills, or when you're writing on the wall. It's that sound of annoyed disappointment, or perhaps disappointed annoyance. Perhaps it's the sound you're making when you've learned now that I did not record my weekly podcast yesterday, but instead I'm making up for it today. Well, there's a good reason. I really didn't have anything to talk about yesterday. No, that's not necessarily true, but, you know, as artists, we're sponges. We soak up inspirations, the topic of the day, discussions with other artists, and then we kind of squeeze it out, and that becomes our own voice, our own work. Well, I really didn't have a lot to squeeze out yesterday. I had some interesting topics swirling a boot in my head, as I usually do, but I can't say that I was going to articulate them into something solid. Something with a through line. Not that I necessarily need that, but when I learned about the death of David Bowie, it gelled a lot of things for me. Now, I'll say right up front that I have not been a huge David Bowie fan. I can't say I'm familiar with a majority of his work, only that has made a significant impact in pop culture. But the thing is, in retrospect, of course, now, which is the only way we'll be able to look at him, I see that he's made a tremendous impact in pop culture, more than I ever knew. His music's been prevalent in all of our lives, and unfortunately, it took his passing for me to realize that and to appreciate the man that he was and the artist that he is. I say that present tense because just a week ago, he released a new album. And he dropped the single for it on Friday. Cut to Sunday night, he passes away. Now, Bowie had cancer, and he knew he had cancer, but a lot of the people around him working with him on that album apparently did not know that. And so what we have in that album and in its first single is an artist literally punctuating his life, putting a period at the end of this this sentence he's served as a performer. So I watched the video for Lazarus. That's the name of the music. That's the name of the piece of music that is the single from his latest and last original studio recording. And the video is so bittersweet. It's sad. It's genius. It's sardonic at parts. And it's ultimately, to me, got an element of joy in it, of celebration of a life, at least when you think about it from a creative standpoint. Now, I'm not going to spoil the entire video for you, but in it, Bowie adopts two characters, as he always does, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but the guy is just an amazing character actor. And here we have two sides of the Bowie persona. We have the artist who is struggling to write in the video, kind of garbed in what I would consider to be signature black for Bowie, and then at least later Bowie. And then you have Bowie the man in a sickbed, the infirmed man, seemingly taking his last breaths. And so in one fell swoop, Bowie summarizes the final moments of his life, and perhaps even that as his entire life, the entirety of his career. And the people making this video with him had no idea that that was his intent. That's so crazy to think about. But it just goes to show the brilliance, the duality of celebrity, and ultimately the mortality of man. But that's an enumerated thesis I can touch upon at any time. Let's talk about David for a second. You know, I didn't know this, but you know, all roads lead to the Monkees for me. I love the Monkees. And in fact, just a couple of podcasts ago, I celebrated the life and death of of Davy Jones, and the life, because he's still alive, of Mike Nesmith. So I was fascinated to learn, because I did not know this, but David Bowie's original name, his real name, is David Jones. And as a pop singer in the late 60s in England, he basically had to change his name so he wasn't confused with Davy Jones the Monkey. In fact, I just read a quote It was in a Time magazine article. It was online. My brother emailed it to me. Apparently, Bowie's manager said to young David Jones, "We don't want them to make a monkey out of you." So David Jones becomes David Bowie, and his music is so prevalent in our culture, and it's global because he's an English artist, but we know him very well here in America, obviously. His first song that I would consider his first hit, Changes, you know, if he had stopped right there, he would have been one of many that joined the British invasion of the mid to late 60s, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that, and that would have been significant in and of itself, but he did not stop there. In fact, that's where he was just beginning, and his music not only spans decades from that moment on, but it also seems to span genres. When you get into the 70s and you get into all that cosmic Ziggy's Stardust stuff, that Space Odyssey stuff, it's borderline disco, it's approaching, and then by the time you get into the 80s, it's full-on new wave. Modern Love, I would consider to be a new wave pillar as far as those songs go. And then when you get into the 90s, you get that punk mentality, perhaps not in style, but definitely in substance, as he quote-unquote hates America, or he's at least afraid of America. By the time you get to the 2000s, to today, literally, the song that is now just released, you have a singer-songwriter vibe in the poetry of the verse, in the economy of the words. You have a jazz infusion that a lot of modern pop stars are incorporating into their R&B. It's just amazing to even brush upon those hits, those radio play songs that I know, and to realize that it goes so much deeper than that. A true Bowie fan has a lot to celebrate today in looking back on his life and having one more album to enjoy. But the fact that album was produced with his mortality in sight for him, but not those around him, it just begs this duality of celebrity that I've been thinking about lately. With the return of Johnny Carson TV, it's amazing to think that Carson, for all of the tumultuous aspects of his personal life, when you watch these old Tonight Show episodes, that stuff doesn't touch the legend that is this classic age of television. And as I've said, not all of these shows are truly golden. Some of them are dry, a little boring. Interviews don't hit. The comedy doesn't pop. It's dated. But then there are these timeless elements that transcend and overpower and overshadow the mundane. So what you get is this equilibrium of what life was like back then and the way people were entertained by a reflection of life on television and film, etc. So Johnny Carson is the epitome of that. He's one of those celebrities that you could just say the name Carson and you know exactly who and what you're talking about. And what I feel like comes with the passing of Bowie is the passing of that generation of celebrity where the duality is important. You know, I say Carson, and we don't talk about the four wives. We don't talk about the tumultuous personal life. We only remember the Tonight Show. You say Bowie, you will not remember liver cancer. You will remember instead Labyrinth and his other quirky film roles, his incredible music. You know, you say a name like Elvis, and you really don't think of bloated Elvis on the toilet dying of an overdose. You think of mid-60s Elvis in his prime, you know, playing in Vegas or Hawaii. You think of that handsome Elvis. And that generation of celebrity is slowly fading from the zeitgeist of pop culture. And I blame social media because that whole aspect of tweeting, putting up a status update, it tears the curtain down between the wizard and the man. So these people are no longer wizards. They're no longer shrouded in mystery. They're just like us, but with fame and fortune, with celebrity. But the concept of celebrity has lost that mystique. It's lost the mystery. One thing Bowie never posted, for example, was a picture of his burrito that he had for lunch, you know? And if Elvis and Carson and Bowie were still alive, if they were contemporary celebrities, I don't think they would reach this legendary status to which we've elevated them, promoted them. And it's unfortunate. In other words, I'm saying we will not create another Elvis in our lifetime because we have forced them to be so transparent in both social media and the 24/7 news cycle, the paparazzi-driven news cycle, that, you know, just that aura that where they're removed, where their flaws are the fodder for gossip and controversy. Nothing solid. Nothing's well known. Yeah, you know there's stuff going on, but it adds to the wonder of how the art is being produced. You know, for example, if we didn't know Bieber was going nuts all the time, you'd probably just assume he was in the studio or on tour. But when you see the shenanigans on TMZ or wherever, you just can't think of him as anything but a spoiled brat. Meanwhile, everything that he's done on screen or in the studio is fantastic, right? From at least a mainstream perspective, it might not be your cup of tea, but he makes hit music. So, man, it's just such a unfortunate thing to see a guy like David Bowie go and know that he's taking that aspect of celebrity with him. But I'm telling you guys, the video for Lazarus is amazing. Just the name of the song implies a resurrection, that he will live on. You know, Lazarus, the guy that Jesus raised from the dead. And so, too, Bowie will continue to live despite his passing because the music remains. And when you see the video and this, the symbolism he asserts for his life and his legacy, and I keep saying this word mortality because that's just the theme. That's how it all comes together. I guess I'll conclude with this anecdote. My girlfriend and I happened to be driving through downtown Phoenix on Sunday night when the college championship football games, Fan Central was set up. And so basically it's like when Super Bowl Street was set up in downtown Phoenix last year. A bunch of blocks are blocked off. A bunch of streets are blocked off. They got a main stage set up and a bunch of... It's a glorified carnival, basically, for football. There's no... It's a block party for football. But instead of, you know, your uncle's three-piece mariachi band playing, it's John Cougar Mellencamp. And so we're driving through downtown Phoenix, and I crack the window, and I'm like, holy cow, there's John Cougar Mellencamp. He's right there. He's, like, on stage singing Little Pink Houses. I'm like, there's John Cougar Mellencamp. My girlfriend says, who? I said, John Cougar Mellencamp. Listen to the song, Little Pink Houses. And she goes, oh, yeah, I know the song. I just, you know, I didn't know the guy's name. And I couldn't believe it, but that's how I am with David Bowie, and so a Bowie fan would have the same reaction to me. Oh, that's Bowie singing Modern Love? That's Bowie singing Moon Age Daydream on the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack? I had no idea. He was so that's Bowie in that Kia commercial? I had no idea he was practically everywhere. The Bowie fan would be shocked and appalled by that notion. So too was I. Not even that I'm a huge John Cougar Mellencamp fan. It's just you figure that's common knowledge. Little Pink Houses, Jack and Diane. It's JCM, right? But, you know, the name versus the work was the conversation my girlfriend and I had afterward. And it kind of congealed this whole thing between Carson being on TV and what social media has done to the concept of celebrity and now Bowie's passing. If the work stands alone, I think you've achieved some modicum of success. Forget fame. I'm talking about success as an entertainer. You've made that connection with the people, with the audience, with the culture. And Bowie has undoubtedly done that. And with an album just released, will continue to do that. And so there's no better way to celebrate this guy's life than to buy the new album and enjoy it as if he were among us, because I think the point is that he still is, and he always will be. So with that, thank you for listening to... If you heard that, that's Tuesday's Tardy Tirade. My name is Russ, and I'll catch you next Monday for another My Monday Midday Monologue. Catch you then.